You're listening to The Best of Perry Gauthier, where we remember our friend and leader who was taken from us in this life in December of 2020. It is our hope that his memory lives on in the hundreds and thousands of people who he touched both in and outside of capitals in this country and around the world. Perry was always prepared to share the good news of Christ and God's love for politicians and people serving in the political realm. This week, Pastor Perry teaches us a new word that you won't find on Wikipedia and, as always, informs us on when it is right to be disobedient to those in power.
We call ourselves pentatutionalists, penta meaning five. We believe there's five institutions on earth that God has ordained. We get these from the New Testament, though the concepts are both testamental, Old and New Testament in the Bible. So we believe in the church and state, marriage and family, and commerce. What we like to say is, how does Christ mediate his rule? He's not here ruling, he's coming again, according to Christian theology. But how does he mediate his rule on earth? We say, through these five institutions. Guess what each institution has? An authority and submission structure. So you've got church leaders and the congregants. You've got the heads of state and the citizens, or peaceful travelers within. Legal. You've got the husband who's loving his wife, but he's the leader of the home. You've got the parents who are the leaders, even over teenagers, in the family. And you've got commerce. You've got bosses and those who work for them. So as there's authority and submission in these five institutions, all can be well within that institution. But what if one of these heads, one of these authorities, is abusive? Well, they really have invalidated their authority, because it's delegated authority. Christian theology teaches that all authorities have a delegated authority. So in the book of Acts, you find the Apostle Peter saying the civil magistrates in the theocracy of New Testament Israel, because the church and state were one in Israel and Jerusalem, they said, stop preaching in the name of Jesus. He's not the Messiah. Stop it. We'll throw you in jail. And then he get out of jail. And he said, we told you to stop it. And he says, you decide whether it's right to obey God or man, meaning civil authority, you guys. He said, but as for us, we've already decided we're going to preach this message. Because what they had done is, as civil authorities, there's civil obedience to civil governmental authority. God established it. We've already talked about that. It's a key principle, but here's a key counter principle, civil disobedience. So when the state becomes tyrannical and commands you to do something that God says you must do, like in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, the king says, you shall not pray. Daniel says, I'm going to pray three times a day. Open my windows and face Jerusalem, and I will pray. And he got in trouble, right? That's the lion's den. He got thrown into the lion's den because of that civil disobedience. So when the state commands you to do something that God commands you not to do, like Pharaoh, let's change continents, let's change centuries, let's go back to Egypt in Exodus chapter 2 and chapter 1. The Pharaoh, and Pero in Egyptian means big man. It originally meant big house, because the big man always lived in the big house. It became the title for the king, Pero, the big man. So Pero, king of Egypt, tells the Hebrew midwives, you got to kill all these baby Hebrew boys. They're too many. And it's a threat. And we know what we've talked about previously, when a swelling number starts to threaten a government. Well, he says, there's too many Hebrew boys. They could become soldiers. I want you Hebrew midwives to kill them. Throw them to the alligators. And the Hebrew midwives decide it's better to obey God, who says, thou shalt not murder, than you, who says, do what I say. Kill the Hebrew boys. So there's another case where a civil authority commanded and gave a fiat of law, and it was well disobeyed. So anyway, I might be astray from our point here, but what I'm trying to say is that all authority in Christian theology is only borrowed.
All of us here at the Capitol Minute are hoping you are getting your fill of revelation knowledge so you can move ahead in your faith and get more involved in the political realm as God moves you in that direction. And on that note, if you're a Christian and you do not prioritize voting, you need to tune in next week to find out that you are not alone and what that could potentially do to the future generations of this country. If you don't get off your excuses, get informed, take action, and bring others with you.